The Episcopal Palace of Córdoba is located in the heart of the historic center, opposite the western facade of the old mosque. After the Christian conquest in 1236, Ferdinand III donated the building to Lope de Fitero, who was designated as the new Bishop of Córdoba. In this way, the ecclesiastical power would remain next to the city's main temple of worship, the cathedral, consolidating the relationship between religious and civil power next to the Roman bridge. Thus, the Episcopal Palace building took place on the remains of the Caliphate Alcázar, whose towers that can still be seen on the current Renaissance facade on Calle Torrijos have been preserved. The first major refurbishment dates back to the 15th century in a distinctive Gothic style. After a fire in 1745, new rooms were added, as well as the facade overlooking the Campo Santo de los Mártires square. Likewise, Bishop Miguel Vicente de Cebrián had a chapel built which is dedicated to the Virgin of Pilar. The main altarpiece was executed by Duque Cornejo, including representations of the Archangel San Miguel, San Martín de Tours, Santa Bárbara, and Santo Tomás de Aquino. On the inside, in addition to the administrative offices, it also houses the Diocesan Museum, inaugurated in 1989, which brings together a large part of the artistic heritage of the Church of Córdoba. This contains a collection that includes paintings, tapestries, and sculptures from the Middle Ages onwards. For its opening to the public, the round sculpture of an elephant that presides over the main entrance of the courtyard was moved. It acted as a water fountain in the so-called Fountain of the Elephant, of Islamic origin, and was located in the grounds of the bishopric in the Sierra of Córdoba. Currently, a restoration project in the Carruajes Patio is being carried out to adapt so that it can house the future interpretation center for the Mosque Cathedral.